الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. In continuation of our book Fiqh al-Fitan by Sheikh Suleiman ibn Salim Allahi al-Ruhayl, Bismillah, today keep the children to yourself. Keep the children to yourself. Keep the children to yourself. Women, keep the children to yourself. Keep the children to yourself. This sheikh riding a horse. Secondly, women should sit together when they finish their noah. Women, sit together when you finish your noah. Don't sit scattered. Sit together when you finish your noah. We have started Al-Asr al-Hadi wal-Ishrun course. We have read the 24th. Regarding Fitan. We are discussing Fiqh al-Fitan, a book that was transcribed from a lecture that was delivered by Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayl, the Islamic Enlightenment. It is about how the Muslim handles himself during the Passover trial. What are you supposed to do when you are in Fitan? He gave 26 foundational principles. We had read them one after the other. Today we shall read the 24th rule and the last 22nd rule. Al-Asr al-Hadi wal-Ishrun and Al-Asr al-Thani wal-Ishrun. Inshallah. From the foundational rule and the science of Fitna is a Fitna to be around us. When you are gentle, gentility has no other than goodness. Being easy, it has no any other than all of it is good. This is the case because we have written for me now. For written, fail, full, all of everything about being gentle is goodness. For who are being fit and we are adult. That goodness of being gentle is greater as a means of goodness during the times of the gentility is good. Being easy is good. But it's far, far more beneficial during the times of Peter. For instance, you know that Peter, Yalhaku Hama, Yalhaku. وَتَصْطَمُوا إِذْ رَفَتْ عَقِيمٌ. The reason why we say that gentility has far greater benefit during the times of Fitna is that الْقُلُوبُ فِي الْفِتَنِ يَلْحَقُهَا مَا يَلْحَقُهَا. The hearts of people are usually afflicted with a lot of difficulty. وَتَصْطَمُوا إِذْ رَفَتْ عَقِيمٌ. The mind go forth and backward. He goes up and down, it shakes and vibrates so much during the times of therefore, Sahib al-Haq, you who know the truth, you who understand the truth, you who know how to go about bringing about what you see, you who you are a mustaqfir fil fitna, you have insight into how fitna goes, you have a good knowledge of it. Therefore, this kind of a person, we have a need to take it. People are generally confused in the sense of the minds of people go up and down. The minds are not settled at all in the sense of. So you who know fitna and understand how fitna goes, you have a need to take it. They don't understand what you are doing. They don't know where the matter is going to. They are confused. They are in trouble. They are in fear. So you who understand how things should go, Bahtaju and Bata of Papadina, you have a need to take this video. This is take this video. As a means of providing evidence. عائشة رضي الله عنها ذو الجن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها the wife of the prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أبا علي خطيش هذا يصلي our mother Aisha رضي الله عنها said دخل رحت من اليهود على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال رحت a group of people amongst the Jews. This is said the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله. They came in to see him. فقالوا السلام عليكم. So they say, on that occasion, the first Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alayhi. What does As-salamu mean? Death, moat. So instead of saying, As-salamu alayhi, they said what? As-salamu alayhi. You know whom? يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. Their way of life, Allah described them in the Quran. تحريف الكلمة عن مواضعه. They change the words of Allah away from its place. It is As-salamu alaykum. They say what? As-salamu alaykum. They change the word. They change the expression. Instead of salam, they say salam. So instead of peace and blessing, they refer to what? Death, maybe die. That's what they say to the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat Aisha radiallahu anha. Our mother Aisha said, Fafahimtuha, Fakult. I understood what they meant. So I said, Wa alaykum as-salamu wal la'nat. May death be upon you too. Allah and the curse of Allah. May you be taken away from the mercy of Allah. Wa alaykum as-salamu wal la'nat. And you too, may that psalm you say, that death you pray for us, may it be upon you too. Not just that, may you be cursed by Allah. Qalat, wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother Aisha said, so the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'lan ya Aisha. Ma'lan ya Aisha. Take it easy, Aisha. Gentle, O Aisha. Inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fil amri. Inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa in unbreakable. Allah likes us to be gentle in every affair. Everything. Meaning that even when you are responding to an insult, be gentle. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Go. But she added what? Wallah, you have gone beyond bounds. Sometimes when we address wrong things people fall into, if we don't address it properly, we may be called to order. No, don't go this way. Sometimes shaitan may make us think that, oh, you are saying that, you know, how are you together? Look at the Prophet Muhammad. Our mother Aisha could have said, oh, you hear there when they say Salaam Alaikum, you didn't stop, it's me you are stopping. Many women would say that if a man hears one co-wife say something to another wife and says, no, you don't respond that. You say, ah, when you were saying, you too are Zolim. So Zolim is the wrong doer or just man. Look at the Prophet Muhammad. He was cautioning our mother Aisha for adding what? Wallah. So, but the point of reference in this hadith is not that issue. It is in this statement of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inna Allaha yuhibbu rizqa fil amri kullihi. Allah likes us to take things easy. Yuhibbu rizqa. Allah likes you to be gentle. In every affair, everything. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. Even when you want to slaughter an animal, slaughter it well, gently. One day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in Medina. Somebody wanted to slaughter an animal. He wanted to slaughter an animal. He was asking Messenger of Allah, should I be merciful to this one too? Even he wants to kill an animal. Hey, this one too? And he said to him, alayhi salatu, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Those who show compassion to people, Ar-Rahman will show compassion to them. Irhamu man fil ardi. Show mercy to those on the earth. Man, everything on the earth. Yarhamukum man fil sama. So he said to that person, alayhi salatu wasalam, in rahimtaha rahimakallah. Alayhi salatu wasalam. In rahimtaha. That animal you want to slaughter. In rahimtaha. If you are merciful with it, rahimakallah, Allah will be merciful to you. Abedu raniyo. Do that. Do the letter. In rahimtaha. If you show mercy to that animal you are slaughtering, rahimakallah, Allah will show mercy. How about the human being? So when she said, wa alaykum as-salam wa la'nat ah, it has gone beyond the limit of sensitivity. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inna allaha yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kullihi. Allah likes that there is ease, there is gentility. He takes it easy in every affair. Don't be complicated. Be simple. Be smooth. Be easy. In every affair, Allah likes it. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Our mother said, رضي الله عنه, I said, Messenger of Allah, أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ بَقَالُ. Did you not hear what they said? رضي الله عنه. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the Messenger said, alayhi salatu, but kultu alaykum. I had already said it should be unto them. I heard what he said. Lakin kultu alaykum. I had said to them that if it is assalamu alayna, alaykum, let it be unto you too. No more, no less. Assalamu alayna, let it be on us. Sorry, wa alaykum. Let it be on you too. But when she responded, she said, wa alaykum as-salam wa la'nat ah. So even when you respond, when you reply, insult, don't go beyond bounds. You want to do exactly what the person did to you,
years back. Don't go beyond that. Be gentle in everything. Be gentle in everything. Be easy. Be smooth. Be simple in your affairs. That hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. It also occurs in Sahih al-Muslim. In one of the reports of that hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna nujabu alayhi, we, our prayers against them will be answered. Wala yujabuna alayna, but their cursing us will not be answered by Allah. So when we say wa alayhi, we finished it already. Our own will be answered. Inna nujabu alayhi, we will be provided answer for what we say to them. Wala yujabuna alayhi. But they are cursing us, will not come to us. Take this, oh brother. Let 1 billion winner sample pastor at this gospel. Uri Arara will say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The messenger had told us, La yujabuna alayhi. The curse they rain on us will not come to us. Allah will not answer their prayers against us. Oh, La yujabuna alayhi. Their prayer against us will not be answered. Like in Mujabu alayhi, when we in them, we will be provided answers for what we say. But they will not be provided, meaning that Assalamu alaikum, if you say wa alaikum, our own will be answered, but their own will not be answered. So let us be gentle in every affair. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال أو مدى عائشة رضي الله عنها أوصي فتن المسجد عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يا عائشة أو عائشة إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق الله رفيق الله يزيد بذلك الله يزيد بذلك. Look at how he prohibited alcohol in Spain. Look at how he prohibited us. He prohibited us from dinner, for example. But he allowed us to marry forward. They don't do this religion. Look at how very few the number of food that he has prohibited. How many things do we have in the world? Drinks. Can we count the number of drinks in the world? They are uncountable. He has only prohibited one type. Out of uncountable. When he told Adam, enter Jannah, he says, Wakula and his wife. He says, Wakula minha ragadan haythu shi'tum. Eat anything you like anywhere inside Al Jannah. Go on. Eat what you like, drink what you like. How many were there? Only he knows the number of fruits, the number of fresh drinks, the number of snacks, everything he placed in Al-Jannah at the time. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did he prohibit them? Wala taqraba hadhihi ash-shajara. Just one tree. This is risky. Taking it easy with us. Imagine that he prohibited everything and just allowed only one. It's not too difficult. But life will be difficult. So he allowed many things and prohibited only things. Inna Allah Rabbi. Allah is easy and gentle and compassionate with us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He likes us to be gentle and compassionate with the people. To be gentle, be simple, be easy with the people. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُرْفِ يُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ. Allah gives you something because of gentleness. مَنْ أَوْ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُرْفِ. What he will not give you if you are harsh, when you are gentle, you get it. What you will not gain from Allah when you are harsh, when you are gentle, you will get it. When you are gentle, you will get it. He will also give you ma la yu'ta ala ma siwa. What you cannot get except that you are gentle. When you are gentle, you will get it. There are things that if you are harsh, you can't get it. You can only get it when you are gentle from Allah. There are also other things that even though you are not harsh, you cannot get them unless you are gentle. When you are harsh, two things. When you are harsh, you won't get them. When you are not harsh, but you are not gentle, you won't also get them. When you are gentle, you will get these two things. We get those two things. The first one, those you will not get upon harshness. Those you will not get if you are not gentle. You may not be harsh, but you may not be gentle. So divide everything into three. Gentility, harshness, and then in between harshness and gentility. The only time you get everything you want is when you are what? Gentle. The only time you get what you want is wallahi gentle. When you are gentle, when you are easy, when you are simple, you will be approachable. If it is a business people are taking away, they are afraid that if we expose the business to brother so, he will take it over from us. But when they feel simple and easy, they can approach you. They will tell you the business. You make 1 naira, they make 5 naira. You put your 1 naira in the pocket. The day that they will bring the one that you will make 10 naira, they will make 2 naira, they will be able to come to you. But if you are tough with the other one, they will not come to that brother. Coco, money. So you will lose so many things. You lose so many things. You lose so many things. Arifku, kulluhu khayr. Being easy and gentle. Everything about it is goodness. When you are gentle and easy, no evil is connected to being gentle. One day a companion was telling another companion, you are too gentle. Look at you. I don't like people too. The messenger heard it. Hey, listen. Leave him upon his gentle. Leave him upon his easiness. Leave him upon his gentleness. Leave him upon his smoothness. Easy. Yeah, brings a lot of goodness to me. May Allah make us people of gentleness. It is easy to say than do. Being gentle. Our brothers in Lagos will say, King gentle. When we declare gentle, yeah, what you are saying is that where will goodness come to you from? Because the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu, the times that goodness will come to us is when we are what? They are not there to go to Lagos. All the people who have real what you can call goodness with them are people of gentility. In that same Lagos. In that same Lagos. The people you can say, oh, this one look like better person. That those gentility. Easy going. So when the people are rushing, he's gradually looking at where to explore. What to do. Let me do. This one will not bring me trouble. Some people will engage in 10 troubles and they will lose in 9. The 10th one itself will be half gain, half trouble. So what have you gained? Oh man. Gentility comes with a lot of people. There is no evil inside. Wa anha anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam aqala. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha also said that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana. Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana. Being gentle does not come in anything except that if you divide that thing. If you employ gentility into something, that thing is nice. If you are driving, if you are gentle, you know one of the things that will happen to you, your car will hardly be crashed. Most times when you have crashes on cars, it's because the driver is not gentle. He's on lane one. He wants to go to lane two. So he needs to return to lane three. As he's doing that, somebody come and crash him at the back. Those who keep on their lane and drive gently and follow the next person, I move on the next car, and then the next car, and then they drive along. They are hardly scratched. Hardly. And when someone scratched them, you see them lie down. I like your job. I like your job. Why is it that you are dragging the road with him? When he scratches you, he will tell you what happened in addition to it. You don't know that happens in Lagos. In fact, they will tell you that I will scratch that your car now. What was to be? You come here. He does not have the ability. If you don't now employ the ability, you know there will be trouble. There will be trouble. Even here, to those small, small corrupt, if you don't employ the ability, they will spoil your vehicle. If no matter the type of vehicle you are driving, if you are not gentle with them, they spoil you. And they will tell you, they don't have money to repair. So I like it. What you want to do is tell them to get you. Ever find me, they are fast. So in a rip collar, you put a fish in Hila. Gentility is not in a thing, except that it justifies that thing. Well, I use that with Shay in Hila Shana. Gentility is not withdrawn from something. Expect that it makes that thing become ugly. When it's not there, it will not be ugly, it will not be beautiful, it will be ugly. It will be gentle. If a painter is painting this place, he's painting the wall, how can he paint the angle if it's not gentle? And that's why they divide the painting into two. The area they can just use the roller and roll, and the areas that they have to do gently. If you tell them, why not use a roller here? They are, no, roller will not do it well. Why? That area requires a gentle touch. A touch. Even the bricklayers, when they work, there are areas they say, oh no, when they pour the cement to finish the work, they say it involves gentle. So you see them running the blade. The what? The trowel. They run the trowel gently on that surface. So that it can be smooth. If they are not there to make it smooth, if they are not there to break glass, it's clearing the, making a final clean up. If it's not there to really clean, if you remove the gentility, how will it be? To be honest, if a tailor is not there, how will the cloth be? How will the cloth be? It will be ugly. Like you that will be sharing in La Shana. Gentility is not withdrawn from an affair except that it makes that thing become ugly. This is what I'm hearing. In all of these, what is he talking about? A rip told him that he is easy and gentle. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu. He has a nickname in this Ummah. Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali. What is his nickname? Yusuf al-Imma. Yusuf al-Umma, Jarir ibn Abdullah. Ulama referred to him as what? Yusuf al-Umma, because he's handsome like Nabi. Rabbi Allah. He said, call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man hurim al-rifqa, hurim al-khayr. Man Hori Marif Hori Man Say. Whoever becomes denied of gentility, Hori Man Say, it means that he is also denied of goodness. A person who lacks gentility lacks goodness. If you are not gentle, you can't be good. Wara wara nyara o bale. Yoruba say, you'll be rushing forth and backwards like oil on fire. It is not stable at all, and it is dangerous to touch it. Warawa is not settled at all. If a man has a wife that is not settled, he is in trouble. If a woman has a husband that is not settled, she's in trouble. Mahurim al rifqa. Hurim al-khayr, the one who is deprived of gentility is deprived of goodness. أو من يفرم الرفقة. Whoever will become, is behaving and behaving and gradually becoming deprived of gentility, Yufram will say. What it means is that he's also gradually becoming deprived of goodness. He was gentle before. He was living in Oshobo, he was gentle. He drove calmly to his home. He related calmly with people. When he spoke to people, he's gentle, he's easy and calm. You can approach his approaches. It's simple, it's smooth, it's straightforward. He started living in Lagos. They were like, they're going, but I should wait for one. This Lagos. So I should wait for one, Mama, you're getting it. Law! If the man is gradually becoming deprived of gentility, that's what you find. Sorry, my brother, the Lagos. Some of you are very gentle and nice, but I just said that now. That the people of goodness in Lagos are the people of gentility. There are not the people who join in that hostility and coercion. No, they are not. Those who achieve in Lagos, they are not part of the Lagos Huda Valley atmosphere. They are not. They are not. They are the calm, gentle, easygoing, fast-thinking, intelligent, and brilliant ones. They are the ones who gain in Lagos. May Allah make our brothers in Lagos from the people of heaven. Man, Hurim al-Rifqah. Hurim al-Khayr. The one who is deprived of gentility is deprived of all goodness. Hurim al-Alif Walla al-Khayr. Every goodness becomes lost from him. How man yuhram al-Rifq, who gradually becomes deprived of gentility, yuhram al-Khayr, he also gradually becomes deprived of goodness. So you see, in things that he doesn't do before, or he starts to do them, then in the sort of excellence, he starts to get, and I don't used to talk like that before. That's regret. He gradually becomes deprived of goodness. The point here is that gentility is required of all of us. And that requirement for gentility becomes greater during the times of everybody should be easy and gentle. When you quarrel with your family, be gentle. Take it easy. Be easy. When you quarrel with your friends, be easy. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَفُغِلْ بَغِيْبَكَ هَوْنَمْ عَفَا أَنْ يَكُونَ حَبِيبَكَ يَوْمَ أَفُغِلْ بَغِيْبَكَ. When you are angry with something, direct that anger to him. Be easy in it. Yeah. This will match him after the quarrel. When you see that sign of market, what will you feel? Yeah. Am I the one person? When you direct anger to the people, anger to the people, be easy. That was what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entirety of the lessons here is what are written. Raja'u ibn Haywa, one of the early Muslims, Raja'u ibn Haywa. He says, Ma ahsan al-Islam wa yuzayyinuhu al-Iman. Ma ahsan al-Islam wa yuzayyinuhu al-Iman. How nice is it? How outstanding is it? That a person is a Muslim. Wa yuzayyinuhu al-Iman. And that is Islam. He beautifies it with sound faith. Umadaho. It's really nice. How nice. How amazingly good is that a person has Islam and then he has sound Iman with which he beautifies that Islam. It says, وَمَا أَحْسَنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَيُزَيِّنُهُ التَّقْوَى. مَا أَحْسَنَ الْإِيمَانَ وَيُزَيِّنُهُ التَّقْوَى. How outstandingly nice is it that the person has strong Iman وَيُزَيِّنُهُ التَّقْوَى. And he uses taqwa, the fear of Allah, to beautify that iman. How is that? Umadaw. It's nice. وَمَا أَحْسَنَ التَّقْوَى. How nice and outstandingly beautiful it is to be God-fearing. وَيُزَيِّنُهُ الْعِلْمُ. And his knowledge beautifies his taqwa. Some people say they have taqwa but no knowledge. Ah, it will be, it will not be sweet. Olumbe rolon konima. Olumbe mantolon fe ati de ofe. Knowledge beautifies taqwa. I don't want to speak to Allah. Are you knowledgeable regarding what you are doing? Because knowledge will give you balance in what you are doing. Make you balance. Make you. There are many examples of this, but we have to proceed. وَمَا أَحْسَنَ الْعِلْمَ وَيُزَيِّنُهُ الْحِلْمُ. مَا أَحْسَنَ الْعِلْمَ. How nice and good is knowledge. وَيُزَيِّنُهُ الْحِلْمُ. When being compassionate and easy with the people, beautifies your knowledge. Either. You are very knowledgeable. Then you have him. Take the seed. Aye. وَمَا أَحْسَنَ الْحِلْمَ وَيُزَيِّنُهُ الْحِلْمُ. How nice it is that you are a person who takes things easy and then you have the gentility to beautify that. So you are gentle. You are easy, people can approach you easily. Then you are knowledgeable. You fear Allah. You have iman. And your Islam is sound. How are you? The man is gentle. He is little judge, easy to deal with. He is knowledgeable. He fears Allah. He has iman. And his Islam is sound. How nice is that? How nice is it? Now the person has Islam, he has iman, he has taqwa, he has knowledge. There is no gentility. He is difficult to relate with. He's coarse. He's abusive. He's complicated. He's difficult. He's harsh. How? You see, the beauty of the knowledge and taqwa and iman will go away. Why? Nuzi aminha rift, easiness, gentility has been removed from it. So the Islam, the Imam, he will not find the beauty of it until he has gentility and easiness in it. And he's easy in it, he's gentle in it, he's not complicated, he's simple in it, he's smooth in it. That is when the beauty of his knowledge and taqwa and Islam and iman becomes blossom. Subhanallah. And because knowledge is usually connected to arrogance, if you meet a very, very knowledgeable person, truly knowledgeable, and you find him easy and smooth and nice to deal with, you'll be wondering, is that person that he has told me about? Are you what you want? Because you have seen gentility, true knowledge, real iman, Islam. So the beauty will be there. This is the statement of Raja ibn Haywa. رواه ابن عبد البر في الجامع. الإمام ابن عبد البر النمري reported in جامع بيان العلم وفضله. The حكم of this statement is not mentioned. But our Sheikh Abu al-Ashbal al-Zuhairi, the elder brother of Sheikh Samir ibn Amin al-Zuhairi, in his تحقيق of جامع بيان العلم وفضله, said it's not in Hassan. That Asad from Raja ibn Haywa is what? ويقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله والداعي للخلق الآمر لهم يسلك بذلك طريق الرزق واللي الداعي للخلق.
You that you are inviting people to be there.
الآمر لهم. You are commanding them to do what is good. يسلك بذلك طريق الرزق واللي وافاته سواك.
يسلك بذلك in your preaching. In your explaining Islam,
usluk bidhalika tariqa rizqi wali. Follow the path of being gentle and easy in your da'wah. Follow the path of easy. Be easy, be gentle. There is some of the elderly people who are not gentle in their preaching. Abodi inda uni. Walai mbaka. Alai mbaka lunda ilamu. There is somebody who does that and it is bad. It's used to doing it. Agbalagba fa. Ki soro be. Ma je oni wa ti buni buni. Je oni wa ti oni pele pele oloro da da le pelu ami. Ma je ku eyan ku eyan. Anabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul man qala fil nasi halaktum fa huwa ahlakuhum. Yene den. Whoever says to the people, "Ori ti ti buru, ori ti buru ju ti won lo." Man call us in na, en to ba bu awon eyan kan pe ah, ori ti buru ni, ti buru ju ti won lo. Ninu egba wa mi Anabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, ori fa huwa ahlakahu, o ga na lo so won ti lo ku. Ti so to so le o sa awon eyan ti lo. So agbalagba apa ki soro be ko ma bu awon eyan to se wa afi fun abi ko ma bu awon apa agba ti o ma ke won je ni won je gan lo ko ma bu enu ate ju awon apa ko da ti awon apa ba soro kan ti wo ba gba so die ti awon agba oni bi ma ba soro ti wo ba fe so die èyàn a máa kéré sí ọ̀rọ̀ sísọ sẹ́nu ní nígbà mi àwọn àfáàtì ẹni yẹn máa ń gbẹnu àtẹ́lù yẹn wọ́n jù lọ bí àwọn máa kéwe àwọn àfáàrẹ jẹ́ ju òun gan lọ nínú ìmọ̀ àwọn anífọ́jẹ́ lágbáyà ó gẹ́gẹ́ ti bàbá yìí wọ́n á máa bẹnu àtẹ́lù àwọn àfáàkùdà sọyìn ṣe tó ń bu ẹnu àtẹ́lù àwọn àfáàrẹ ò ní bu ẹnu àtẹ́lù àwọn ọmọ tí ó níbi. Àwọn èèyàn tó kò níwájú ẹ̀ wọ́n fẹ́ kí wọ́n wá ń bú wọn. Yà ẹ̀yin lẹ́gọ̀ọ́ irú àwọn ìbáradà ẹ̀yin lẹ́gọ̀ọ́ ẹ̀yin lẹ́yìn máa ń kájá ẹ̀ ṣe ẹ̀ lọ́ọ̀. Àjá ilé fẹ́kì aláàmìrún lahun bílì fẹ̀yẹ yẹ́ ṣùkú di záàlì kàtọ́rí kọ̀rífì pẹ̀lú. Àjá ilé fẹ́kì the one who invites the people to who commands them to do it. Yes, you can be that in a career of if you want it. In doing that, you will follow the path of a risk, being easy, what we, being gentle with them, easy with them, be gentle with them. This was what the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wa salam, was commanded to do. He says, Fajima rahmatin min Allah, min salam, O Messenger, alayhi salam, from the mercy of Allah on you, is that in Salahu, you are easy and gentle with your companions. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam was easy with the companions of the Allah. It's the mercy of Allah on him. Check out what we all have on you. You want to see what? To pick up my what to man bua, what to she was. Check out what we all have on you. You want to see what? Ah, this is go on now, man. Oh, murare. To ba she pay you, she see an ebi walarare. Ima rahmati. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ from the mercy of Allah to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله لِنْتَلَهُ that he is easy with the companions. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّنْ غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ if you are coarse, if you are harsh, if you are hard-hearted towards the people, لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِ they would have abandoned you. They leave you to yourself. Believe. Ṣé wá àti mo fẹ́ ṣe mo fẹ́ pẹ̀ wá ló ń bẹ dáadáa ni àbò fẹ́ fún wa? Làǹfọ́ tó ní ṣòro. they would have abandoned you to yourself. So let us be easy with the people when they down. Don't be abusive. Don't be harsh. Don't be coarse. Don't be unruly when you speak to the people. That statement is the statement of Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية also said وقد يقتضي الرفق التأنيف إذا كان لا يصلح إلا هو وقد يقتضي الرفق التأنيف. Being easy sometimes will require us to employ some harshness. إذا كان لا يصلح إلا هو. If it comes in a situation that nothing is appropriate except being harsh a little bit. That one has its place. Be harsh towards the one abusing the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. Be harsh against those who make death with this deed. Be harsh with them. Don't be harsh to the one who gives you his mind ready to accept it. Be harsh. People want to accept the truth. Don't be harsh. He does not even want them to want to accept the truth. Don't be harsh. But when he directs harshness, show him harshness. Sometimes even when he directs harshness, what will appropriately rectify that harshness is additional humility. Meaning that you have to be wise. You have to be wise. Be gentle. Be gentle with the people. This is the basic rule. Be easy with them. But when, yes, this situation will not change unless I employ harshness, employ the harshness reasonably also. So Shaykh al-Islam says, Rahimahullah, وَقَدْ يَبْتَدِ الرِّفْقُ التَّعْنِي إِذَا كَانَ لَا يَصْلُهُ إِلَّهُ. If the situation will not be right, except with some little harshness, employ that harshness. وَلِذَا قَالَ سُفْيَانُ الثَّوْرِ. That's why the Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said he has taught to his students rahimahullah tadruna marrif. Do you know what is to be gentle? Qalu kul ya Abu Muhammad. They say, oh Abu Muhammad, explain it to us. And he said rahimahullah and tawba al-umura fi mawadiha and tabo al-war fi amakiniha, that you place issues in their place. If the people are gentle with you, they are easy with you, they are not harsh towards you, they want to accept the truth from your hands. Why are you abusing them? Is that a place for hope? Is that a place for darkness? Is that a place for happiness? So please put everything in its place. Put everything in its place. Be tough when you need to be tough. Be gentle when you need to be gentle. Be easy when you need to be easy. Be firm when you need to be firm. It means you need to be reasonable to be appropriate in your judgment. But don't forget, the basic thing is about being gentle. The anna rifqa. Because gentility, if you bring it in anything, it will justify that. Listen, I tell you, being gentle, to be defied. May Allah make us beautiful. Alas, the Sani wal Ishru, the 22nd foundation. The Sheikh says, in Fiqh al-Titan, Luzumu al-Muslimi ma kulli fabi, min Fiqh al-Titan. From the foundational rules during the times of fitna is what? لُزُومُ الْمُسْلِمِ مَا كُلِّ فَبِهِ. A Muslim should stick to what he has been charged with. The Muslim should stick to what he has been charged with. مَا كُلِّ فَبِهِ. Stick to it. He says, مَا كُلِّ فَبِهِ. From the ways of handling ourselves in the times of fitna is لُزُومُ مَا كُلِّفْنَا, to stick to what we have been assigned. وَعَدَمُ الْخَوْضِ فِي مَا لَمْ يُكَلَّفْ. Don't get engrossed in the issues that you have not been assigned. Stick to what you have been assigned. Don't get engrossed in what you have not been assigned. He will explain it. Rahim, Hafizahullah. This al-mu'min al-muwaffaq yafrahu bis-salam. Al-mu'min al-muwaffaq. A believer that is granted success by Allah. Yafrahu bis-salama. He is happy to be saved. He is happy, he is not in trouble. He is happy that he does not have problems with anybody. Al-Muslim al-Muwaffaq, the Muslim who has tawfiq. Al-Ghayr al-Muwaffaq, the one who does not have tawfiq. How will he like? What will he like? He will like trouble. He will like fitna. There are some of the people, they like fitna. They search for fitna. They look for fitna. They go to witness fitna. It only goes to show about small tawfiq. Otherwise, al-mu'minu awil muslimun muwaffaqu yafrahu bis-salama. The Muslim that is granted success by Allah, he is pleased that he does not have any problem. You can sleep easy, you can wake up easy, you don't have any problem with it. You don't need a police escort. Yafrahu, he wants that. He wants to continue like that. Some of the people, even when they sleep, they need an escort. Not to say when they are walking on the street. In their sleep, they need an escort. Not to say when they are on the street. Because they have insulted, abused people, cheated this one, and so on. They always need an escort. Because their life itself is a life of struggle. Let me say this here. This is common with politicians. Politician. But al-mu'min al-muwaffaq yafrah salam. The believer that is granted success by Allah, he is pleased not to have any problem. Wa yahris ala ma kullifa bihi. He makes great effort to be sure that whatever is assigned to him, he fulfills it. Wa yastaghilu bima yuhsinu. He gets busy with what he knows very well. In Tobama, the man does not go. I know this one. He gets busy with the things that he knows very well. He also gets busy with things that are in line with his status in society. So when he says, Sorosu, he says, ah, Abba Laya Liku Bimarta. He is going to Sorosu. Oh, my dear. He like football, what knows who watch football? When they score a goal, both the reasonable professor and the unreasonable student, they're shouting goal together. Brothers, have you observed this? The reasonable professor and the unreasonable student, when a goal is scored, what do they do? Go. They'll be shouting on the street, running go. This one conforms with the status of that professor. Hadha mimma yuhsinu. Is it from the affair that he knows very well? Professor of medicine shouting, go, some youth dogs on the street. So go, no pine pot. What brings the brilliant professor of neurology with the boy smoking Indian hemp on the street? It's what? Go. May Allah protect all of us. It's fitna. Fitna. He does not know what. May Allah protect us. Min fiqh al-fitan al-nuzum al-muslimi ma kulli fadhi. Wa adam al-khawdi fi ma lam yukallaf bihi. Al-mu'min al-muwaffaq yafrah salama. Wa yahris ala ma kulli fadhi. ويشتغل بما يحسنه وما يليق بمرتبته ولا يتجاوزها. He will remain in those matters that are within his ability. This one is my job. This one I know it very well. ولا يتجاوزها. It's not a street that's that. لا يتجاوزها. وَلَا يُدْخِلُ نَفْسَهُ فِي مَا لَمْ يُكَلَّفْ بِهِ. He will not put himself in the affairs that he didn't give him the job to. It's not my job. He will not put himself there. This one is my job, and I know how to do it. I will take it. This one is not my job in the society or in the community. وَيَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ وَلَا يَدْخُلُ نَفْسَهُ فِي مَا لَمْ يُكَلَّفْ بِهِ. He will not place himself in affairs that they didn't give him that job. بَلْ يَحْمَدُ اللَّهَ أَنَّهُ سَلِمَ مِنَ التَّكْلِيفِ. In fact, he'll be thanking Allah. I thank Allah that you are not police commissioner. Did you not thank Allah? Did you not thank Allah that you are not the director of ESS? You don't know the job, and they have not been giving you that job. Why do you want to do that job? Who are you? No, that's not my job. I'm a research staff at the Osun State University. You see that one? Report it to police headquarters. Look at those athletes. Call security. You know your job. You know what is not your job. You stick to your job, and you don't get involved in that one that is not your job. That is one of the ways of avoiding fitna. What does Yoruba say? Koseju mi. Komanpe. Eh? Koseju mi. Komanpe. Kimpe. I'm not aware. Me, I'm professor of biochemistry. I was looking at some slides here when they were making trouble. If he was called to give evidence in court, I said, I'm a professor of biochemistry. I was studying some slides. Oh, sorry. I'm a professor of geology. You know, in geology, it looks like you see rocks as big as they are. You come them into slides. What you see in big, you see it in slides too, microscopically. You understand what I'm saying? As you study microorganisms under the microscope, we study rocks under the microscope too. You understand force from it. You understand pores from it. You understand mineralization. You understand so many things from slides, microscope. You are busy in the lab. Or you are a paleontologist, micropaleontologist. You know microfossils. They determine structure. Because according to the structure, according to the depth, that determines, look at Allah. What you find in every depth is different. The kind of organism. If you go 200 meters into the ground, the organisms that can survive there, they are different from organisms that can survive 1,000 meters into the ground. So when you see these organisms, you know that you are going deeper. The organisms that can live closer to oil reservoirs inside the ground, they are different from the ones that cannot, that are far away. So when you start seeing some organisms, you start thinking that, oh, I'm near an oil reservoir. So you can use microbiology also to make your petroleum exploration. Wallahi, Allah is great. Now you are in the lab studying. Some students are fighting outside. When they call you and say, oh, come and give a statement in court, and you appear in court. When the lawyer cross examining asks you, where were you at that time? He says, sir, I'm professor of micropaleontology. I was studying microfossils when they were fighting. I didn't know. You know, you have declared your job. You have declared your status. Then you have disconnected yourself from what? From trouble. From fitna. So in the times of fitna, face your job. When they bring it to you, because they can bring it to you, say, hey, excuse me, that's not the job I signed with the university. Please take it to somebody else. You know the kind of fitna they can bring to you? Let us go and remove the vice chancellor and put you. Say, hey, me? If people want to carry you along to do that kind of a job, it is you they will push forward. You don't know. They say, once we remove it, you know, can. So I thought we now tell them, ah, you know, why are you, man? You know, if you know the body, you have to thank them. Don't get into trouble. Face your job. Face your job. So this Muslim, la yudkhil nafsahu fi ma lam yukallaf bi. He will not place himself in the matters that he has not been ordained. did not charge him with that duty. But Yahmad Allah annahu salima min al-tabdil. In fact, he will be thanking Allah that he is not the vice chancellor. He will be thanking Allah that he is not the commissioner of police. I'm not. So when they ask him, what can you tell us about saying, no, I don't have anything to say. Alhamdulillah, me, I'm professor of he faced his own job. وَيَدَعُ الْأَمْرَ لِمَنْ كُلِّفَ لِهِ. He will leave the mandate to those persons who are in charge. If there's a trouble in his class, he will quickly call security. Security come and see you. What happened? I didn't see any other than what I saw. What you saw was what I saw too. So do you know? So when he calls in security, he begs Allah to help them. When students come to you, we want school fees reduction. Tell them, me and Vice Chancellor Academico carry the affairs to the appropriate quarter. Go to where you should go to. Me is just to administer you in this school. Your student, my job is to administer your affairs. You see this one, your school fees, the size of your school fees, is not my job. He removed himself and he will be praying for those people who have that job. It's Allah. Those people who have that job, help their money to. Yes, Allah, Allahu Alaihi. He will beg Allah to help that person with tawfiq and grant that person tawfiq, success upon his job. فَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لِوُلَاتِ الْأَمْرِ لَا يُدْخِلُ نَفْسَهُ فِي. So those affairs that have been placed in the hands of constituted authorities, he will not place himself inside it because he is not a constituted authority that is authorized to speak regarding the matter. They are not authorized. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لِلْعُلَمَا. Likewise, the affairs of the scholar, لَا يُزِكُلُ نَفْسَهُ فِيهِ. He will not put himself into it. Some young brother, every affair is their own. Who should hate this kind of a matter which is meant for the ulama? How many young brothers are talking about Taliban? Taliban is that. Those kinds of statements are not your own. You say, Sheikh Fawzan prayed. You would say, Sheikh Mukhaydan prayed. You will not say, I think that Taliban, who are you? Who are you? Shut up. And you and your friends will start discussing me. You saw in CNN that Taliban is. You saw in BBC that Taliban is. You saw in Fox. You start discussing. And gradually you find the fatwa for yourself. Sorry for God, it will not be. You cannot go away. Stop all these kinds of approach. Know those matters that are meant for the ulama alone to talk about. When they talk about it, say what they say. When they don't talk about it, keep quiet as they have kept quiet, for in their silence there is hikmah. You may not even understand that hikmah because of your own low sense. But keep quiet when they keep quiet. When they talk, say what they say. You only convey what they say. When people ask you questions regarding what they say, if you don't know, keep quiet. Me, I don't know. When we're younger than this, there's one of our brothers, Abu Bainam, from Abdin Bello in Ikare, is used to saying that. If he's reading a book and teaching a book, if you ask him, hey, what did he say? Excuse me, I have just explained which watching for that center. I know his phone number. If you want me and phone him, ask him. He will continue with his story. I was like, no. We know that's the one thing they don't call. He likes that. If you ask him one question, he's delivering it. Someone, you ask him one question, he's just saying, excuse me. See that thing you are asking. I just read it now from Fatwa of Sheikh Mubarak, for example. Do you know the office of Sheikh Mubarak? I can give you the address. Write the letter, they have them, they will answer you. You continue with it. Sometimes young people employ the question to disrupt the class. Compare that class in Eru Neo. They will have to for you. Tell them to go and ask somebody else. Don't disturb it. A lot of things for them. May Allah protect all of us. So this individual who sticks to getting out of fitna, ja'alahu Allah lil ulama. The affair that Allah has placed in the hands of a scholar, la yudkhilu nafsahu fi. He will not place himself inside. Ma'a nusqi lahu. And this person will be sincerely relating with the scholar. Wa du'a ila. He will be sincerely praying for the scholar. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding this kind of affair. Wa idha ja'ahum amrun min al-amn aw al-khawf aza'u bihi. Wa law raddu ila ar-rasul wa ila kulli al-amr minhum ta'alimahu alladhina yastanbitunahu minhum. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. الله says إذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف. When a matter happens in the Muslim community, that matter is a matter concerning al-amn, communal security, أو الخوف, or communal fear. A matter of security happens in the community. Azahu. Some people go and start talking, hey, come on, Allah says, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. If they had taken that affair to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ, or those who are in charge of their affairs amongst them, لَعْلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ, the people who have the ability to understand the affair and know what to say, what not to say, what to announce, what not to announce. Young people think that government should be announcing everything. Abi? Young people, small boys, they say they are the youth. They think that government say everything. Government doesn't say everything. Government doesn't say anything. There is nowhere that any government says anything. Go to the U.S. They have classified security documents there. In fact, they have security documents that some people cannot even touch. Some people cannot even reach where those documents are. There is no society where everything is said everywhere. That society does not exist, where everything is said everywhere. So when they say they know the sponsors of bandits and terrorists, but they can't say that, you think that they don't know what they are doing? Government cannot tell you everything. And they will not tell you, no government, no sensible government says everything anywhere. In fact, what they say is less than 5% of what they know. It is children, small boys who don't know more than this and go, who think that everything should be said everywhere. You don't say everything everywhere. Community will be devouring. But children, put it online. We are online what? You too, you will not be online if they say it online. You will not be online. If they say those things online, you cannot come online. I hope that you understand what I'm saying. Young people should keep quiet. You keep quiet. Oh, you keep quiet. Keep quiet. The Quran says, when they hear any matter of security, they begin to start screaming, ro-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro. State of emergency should not be declared. They know when to declare emergency. They know. And when they declare it, they know what they want to achieve. When they say military men should stroll on your street, you think they don't know what they want to do? When dogs see military men, what do? They calm down, yes. Do you know Were? What's Yoruba called Were? An Indian. Huh? There is a way an animal will beat him. His brain will be correct immediately. I have seen a video of one. On the street, anybody who passed by, he followed the person and flogged the person. So everybody was running. I don't know whether you saw it. An army man was riding on a bike. He rushed and slapped the army man by his head. The army just went to park his bike. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He now pulled his gun Wallahi, you will see if it's a high clear, I didn't. They are saying, I won't do it again. He said, no, do it. So government will say we will not fight you. Since they are unknown government, we will not fight you. Let the soldiers just throw them. Just throw. We just want to throw them. During the elections, we'll be strolling. Soldiers will be strolling. So that they can know the unknown government. Soldiers want to know those two you don't know us. Soldiers want to know unknown government. How will they know? Let them just stroll. So when soldiers stroll on your feet, what will you do? Eh? What will unknown government do? Anywhere in the world. They have something they call show of strength. They do it in China, they do it in Korea, they do it everywhere in the world. Show of strength. They want to show you the power. Small from the power they have. Small. Because if they want to show you big, you can't say. That's why before they show you that small one, they have to announce, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. A person who is trained to handle a gun, really, really trained for years, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's different from somebody who just carry gun and start shooting. It's different from a known gunman. When the two of them meet, you will know. Why is it that armed robbers, no matter how armed they are, when they see police, mobile police, not to say army. When I was in youth service in far away Niger Delta, I was in a barrack. One midnight, some people were called, some of the army were called to go to somewhere. So in the morning, I liked investigation. So I was asking one of them. He came in, first, my friend, amongst the army. See, come, what happened in the middle of the night? They said some armed robbers were robbing somewhere. It's around Wari area. I was in Wari area. They were robbing some area. So we went to pursue them. That's how I said we went to deal with them. The way he said it, so I asked him, I said, how will you deal with them? He said, ha, who's that? When they see us, they will run now. Even before we shoot one gun, they run. They will run. So I asked him, you, if you are not holding a gun, can you face an armed robber? He said, there is a way. It depends on the situation. He can face him to collect the gun. He said, that is part of their own training. Even if he's not holding anything, he can try to do something. Not to talk of. I now say, so when you are now holding something, say, ah, Ustaz, don't ask me that one. If I'm holding a gun, a rifle, don't ask me. Don't ask me what we have to talk about. Before I shoot one, I shoot three. Before I shoot one, I shoot three, and I will not waste my bullet. I mean, then before the armed robber shoot one, bam, how many are you shot? Pam, pam, pam. And the bullet will not be worth. When it says part of training is that you must not waste the bullet. When you say you don't know the government say, okay, let them be true. Maybe they can see one or two or three or let them just throw. When they throw, they will know. Don't worry, leave that one for government. So if you take, allow the government to take care of the affairs, they know what to do. Who told them to be shutting down service providers in state? Who told government to do that? We know what to do. Before that time, we didn't know. Yeah, some people informed. Government now should shut it down. Now when they shut it down, that's what I'm saying. You don't know what's happening in those states. For government knows. Our government doesn't know. When they shut down the entire service in one day, do you think that government is not running in those days because there is no internet, because there is no service product? They know an alternative means. You don't know. Government cannot tell you everything. If they tell you everything, you can't come online. You can't. They Allah protect each and every one of us. So don't be the one who goes around. Leave the affair to those who are in charge. That is how to protect yourself in the time of fitna. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه That part, أُنْغَنَّتُ وَعْدِيُ I just picked what we wanted from it and left it. That part. There is a huge hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim with Omar when Ibn Abbas waited for about 8 years to ask that question regarding this part. From who? From Omar ibn al-Khattab. If we want to go to that, it will take us some time. So I left the verse like that. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ The Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, صَلَاةٌ يُقِلُّ عَلَيْهِنَّ قَلْبُ مُؤْمِنِ لَا يُقِلُّ صَلَاةٌ Three things. لَا يُقِلُّ عَلَيْهِنَّ قَلْبُ المؤمن. The heart of a believer will not hate three things. If you are a believer, your heart will not occare or come. See, you need to obey your Nibago. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, the salatu, three things. La yubilu alayhinna qalbu al-mu'min. Aw qalbu mu'minin. The heart of any believer will not hate three things. The first one, ikhlasul amali lillah, to be doing something for the sake of Allah. If you are a true believer, your mind will not hate, will not feel worried that you are doing something. This one, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. Your mind will not hate. If you are a true believer. The second one, وَالنَّصِيحَةُ لِوُلَاتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ To be giving sincere advice to the rulers of the Muslims. If you are a true believer, there is iman in your heart, you will not hate that you have one good idea for government. You have access to government. And you tell that to them. Your heart must not hate if you have iman in your heart. The third one, Luzumu Jama'at, seeking to the congregation of the Muslims, seeking to the country, seeking to the community, seeking to the leadership of the people. Your heart will not hate you if you have iman. You won't want division, you won't want diversification, you won't want community to be scattered all around. If you have iman, you will want community to be together. If you have iman, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ دَعْوَتَهُ تُحِيطُ مَنْ وَرَاهُ تُحِيطُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ فَإِنَّ دَعْوَتَهُ Because the dua of Jama'atul Muslimin, the dua, the supplication of all the Muslims, تُحِيطُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ It covers the rest of the people from behind the leader. If you are praying, Allah, اجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا How will it happen? The dua will be answered through the leader to establish sound security system and policy. Your dua will now be answered from that. فَإِنَّ الدَّعْوَةَ تُشِيرُ مِنْ وَرَيْهِ The dua is answered from behind the leader. When you pray for them, they do quality. That's your dua, oh Allah, make that this our country to grow. Let the price of things come down. Let our agriculture grow well. Oh. Let our naira increase. Oh. From where will that dua be answered? Your leader. How? When your dua is answered, Allah will rectify them. They will do things that will make that your dua to reach you. Is it clear to us? This hadith are called the Sunan al-Tirmidhi. What Numaja? Al-Imam ibn Majah al-Qazwaini also reported that hadith. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ Also the Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي From the niceness of the Islam of an individual is that تَرْكُهُ is really what does not concern you. You are not police officer. What's your concern? You are not here. Why are you saying that government should know? Government should tell you everything. If government tells you everything, what will you do with the information? No, government should tell us. We have a right to know. If you know, what will you do with it? What? You are not in the even government has an agency for demographic studies. They take statistics of everything that is happening. When they take the statistics and do all their statistic analysis, can they change anything? They pass it on to another office of the government that is responsible for implementation. Not to talk about you, that you are just busybody with internet and Facebook. You don't have any job. That's why you are in this. You are the one that should come and say. Okay, no worries. That hadith we read in Fruitful Islam is that from the niceness of the Islam of an individual is that Tarkuhu Malaya means he will leave what does not concern. Qala ibn Rajab al-Hanbali fi kitab Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. Al-Imam ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in his book Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam, which is a sharh of the hadith al-Arba'un al-Nawawiyya, he sharh has al-hadith. While explaining this hadith in Fuqh Islam in Tarjim, Ma Lam Shuru, Ibn Rajab said these words, and these are his exact words. Ma Na Had Al Hadith. The meaning of this hadith is that Anna in Fuqh Islam is that from the niceness of the Islam of an individual is that Tarjimu Malaya means that he should leave what does not concern him, may call it, whether that thing is a statement, or feeling, or it's an action. واقتصاره على ما يعنيه من الأقوال والأفعال. He should always stick to those things that concern him من الأقوال والأفعال. Whether those things are statements or actions. Stick to those ones that concern him. Those ones that does not concern him, you do your best. وقال القارئ رحمه الله الإمام مولى علي القارئ said في معنى الحديث while talking about that hadith تركه ما لا يعنيه. The individual should leave what does not concern him. A, he says that that means that ma la yahimuhu wa la yahimuhu. La yahimuhu. Something that does is not of a concern to you. What concerns you then? Leave it. Because it does not concern you. Wa la yahimuhu. And it is not appropriate for you to talk about it. It's not something within the range of things that you should talk about. Qawlan wa fi'lan, whether it is a statement, wa fi'lan, or an action, you are not supposed to do that kind of action. Why are you taking that action? It does not concern you. Wa nazaran, a view, you should not have it. If it is not something that is not. Excuse me, what's your view about something? I don't have any view about it. Wa fikran, what you are thinking about it? I don't have any. I'm not thinking anything. So it means comments, Facebook comments, WhatsApp comments will be reduced if we all speak to these kinds of things. Many people, their problem on social media is that they want to talk about everything, whether it concerns them or Allah protects. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah Sheikh Suleiman al-Muhayli, he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ الضَّرَرِ وَالشَّرِّ الذي لحق بالأمة في الفتن كان من هذا الباب كثير من الضرر. The most of the harm والشر and evil الذي لحق بالأمة that has happened, that has afflicted the Ummah في الفتن regarding the issues of fitan كان من هذا الباب من هذا الباب. It is because or it is through this means حيث أدخل كثير من الناس أنفسهم فيما لم يكلفوا به. Because many of the people got themselves involved. They give themselves jobs that they have not been given. أو ما لا يحسنون. Or that they got involved in something that they don't know about. فجروا الشر. Therefore, they push trouble. You got involved in what does not concern you. You go running what you don't know about. You begin to push fitna and evil. May I put him for Ummah. You push trouble to yourself you push trouble to your family? How can you push trouble to yourself? How do you push trouble to yourself? When you make a statement, you send it on Facebook, Jejeo. You think it is Jejeo? The DSS will trace you. They will trace your phone. They will trace your house. In fact, when you come out of the house, they will just give you the Jejeo in their house and go. Your friends will now start writing and say, they just arrested you. He was alone. You didn't know what you said. You said something that does not concern you. You said something that you don't know about. That one brought you sickness. Sometimes you said something that does not concern you. You said something that you don't know about. The entire community will go to war to start fighting themselves because of one thing you said. Like taking rumors. One community, there are 6 million people in this community. Oh, like one who said it, and people began to kill themselves. You will hear the God in the day of prayer. All these kinds of people are wayfarers upon the path of to protect ourselves from fitna. Don't get involved in something that does not concern. Get yourself busy with the things that only concern you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. We can ask one or two questions. I mean one. Bismillah, we go on to the 23rd point. We only have 3 points to go. 23, 24, 25, 26. 4 points. Bismillah. And after this book, like we said, we'll be reading the Aqidah of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawi. That's the Muqaddimah of the book Al-Risalah. You know the book Al-Risalah? Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawi. Malik of the week. We'll be reading his Aqidah of Ibnillah. That is the Aqidah of Malikiyah. Many people think that this Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, Aqidah wa Wahhabi, Hanbali'ah. You will see when we read the Aqidah of Malikiyah. It is the Aqidah of the people of the Sunnah. And that does not exclude the Malikiyah. The Malikiyah Aslan, they are from the people of Aqidah Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, largely. Those who are upon the way of Al-Imam Malik amongst them, truly, truly Maliki. He will not be other than that in the Salaf. Bismillah, we read this book of Aqidah, inshallah, after we finish this book of Fiqhul Fita. That's the Muqaddimah of Al-Risalah by Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qayrawi. Take a few questions, inshallah. Please, how about? Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa ahsanallahu ilayhi. Third thing, how about a mudir who has a madrasa handle his female students, who is baliga? Is it for him to beat her anyhow? Or how should he handle her if she misbehaves? For example, if she attends a birthday party. I always say to the people, educating a person is very important. If you beat her now, what have you beaten her for? She does not know. What if you educate her? Oh, what you have done? Allah does not like you. Do you like Allah? Do you know Allah? Do you like to offend Allah? Are you not afraid of the punishment of Allah? Connect it to Allah. Don't connect it that he offended you. Connect the girl to Allah. What you have done, Allah does not like you. The Prophet spoke against it, alayhi salam. Tell him about Allah and his messenger. Avoid beating a girl. Male teacher, especially baliga, a girl that has matured, avoid beating a girl. I don't know any proof you will stand on to beat a girl if you beat a girl. If you beat a girl and she says, Ustaz, Jazakallahu khairan. In fact, we love you in this our class, but he said now. What is the evidence in the Sunnah or in the Akhar of Sahaba that you can be together that is mature? Give me one Akhar. If Tuni, if you have been, male, Hada, out. Something from knowledge, give me one Akhar. Give me Hadith. Because everything you say in our class, we always go Hadith. You say yes. Give us the Hadith or answer that a man can beat a girl that is mature. The problem is fundamental because the basic rule itself is that that is not the person that should be teaching her. Basically, that's not the person that should be teaching her. That's why women must rise up. You all have degrees, HND, BSc, MSc, women, SS. Where are those who have memorized Quran, who know Arabic, who be teaching girls? Where are they? Where are they? Some people, when people complain that Muslim women are not come for what is part of knowledge, you see, how many doctors do we have? How many pharmacies do we have? As they ask them, how many advances are amongst women do we have? Ustaz Lelo Lanila Walani, I will be a joke or the 11. How many? So if you think they don't need to attend to a female doctor, a male doctor, should they attend to a male ustaz? The basic rule is that women should look for women to teach them. After their father taught them the basic things at home, the women like them should teach them. We complain, we don't have many women doctors. Do you have women teachers of Quran? We don't have women pharmacists. That's their problem. Do you have women women teachers of Arabiya, Fiqhu, and Hadith, and Aqidah? We don't have. And I always say this. We don't have women doctors. We don't have women doctors. You can start gathering doctors in this ushu. You can count 10 to 20 who may even be consultants, women. Can you count two women who are capable of really, really teaching women? Two. If you count 20 doctors, you can't count 20 teachers, then you have a problem. The basic rule itself is that the woman is the one who should teach a young girl. That's why they sort themselves out. But when a man has to now do it because he don't have women who can do it, just do it within the limits and leave them. Avoid teaching a girl who is matured. Avoid teaching a girl generally. Avoid it. Some men will now drag them. They drag their hijab, and the hijab is tight upon the girl. You are far with the one. Obi, nowhere. When you drag her jilbab and it's tight on her body, is that lawful for you? You are back. You drag the girl with her jilbab. Should you touch her jilbab? Should you touch that girl's jilbab? You are not ashamed, or you are not afraid, or both. You are not ashamed and you are not afraid. Sorry. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Avoid beating a girl. Talk to her. Admonish her. And then leave her. In alayka ilal balag. Your own is just to explain. Please give us the siha of which. Is it good for a parent to make his child to go to school first before madrasa? Madrasa is school now. It's just not Arabic. Madrasa means what? School. So why do they should the boy go to school first before madrasa? Madrasa is school, and school is what? Madrasa. So how do we answer this question? Madrasa is school, and school is madrasa. He said, should we make him go to madrasa before? Or to mix the two knowledge at the same time. So I think it's now clear that he's talking about two types of knowledge. The knowledge of the deen and the knowledge of dunya. The knowledge of the deen and the knowledge of dunya. Do you know that children can learn 10 languages at the same time as children? Any language you speak to a girl or a boy, from childhood you should learn it. I have practical examples. I have a boy who stayed with me for less than 6 months, 4 months. When he came, he does not understand any other language apart from Hausa. And he was learning English language and Yoruba together. How many languages are those? Three. Today, he said, Ibrahim mindless. He said it to me. He said, Ibrahim mindless. 6 months. So I asked him, give me some money, mindless. He started laughing. I said, say it in house. I said, Yana, how poor. He is climbing the door. He said, three languages. Three. In less than 6 months. Did anybody sit him down to tell him, why is gold? Law is small. Today is sit down. Don't go and stand up. Do you understand what I mean? Did anybody teach him that? Nobody. And as he's reading Quran and memorizing Quran, he's also learning better grammar and the quiz primer and all those kinds of things. He's trying out his life. So organize yourself very well. You can package it properly and no one of them will be surcharged. But if you are in a condition that you just have to choose one, choose the deal for collection. If you are in a condition that you only can take him for one, don't give preference over any matter of this area and make the matters of the akhirah to be separate. I think it is sufficient for us to stop here. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Shabir.